trust, and you will need to take action. To start with, it's important that we align ourselves not to the past, but to the future version of self. The major difference is that I'm making the assumption that you're here because the past version of self is not good enough. It can be either improved or offers little in terms of internal fulfillment. The future version of self is perhaps a realization that there is more to life, that there is more to you, and that the time is ticking. And it's important for you to achieve the percentage of what you intended, perhaps even as a child. Or you're being coached at the moment, and you're questioning the ability of that coach, and whether it's a true reflection of your own growth and development. And you're just checking out whether I can offer any confirmation or clarity over those thoughts. To control these thoughts, we must first understand that despite the mind being complex, the system actually is incredibly simple. And if you're in that place of frustration, you can give yourself permission now to forgive. Forgive because you can't be expected to understand something that you've not been taught. And if you're frustrated because you're stuck, the likelihood is that you're simply missing knowing where to go to access the next piece of the puzzle. I'm making the assumption that at your school, college, university, or even within a job, you weren't given direct or clear instructions on how your thought processes work and how to utilize them in the best possible way. Because of this, I'm going to invite you to forgive. I'm repeating this because it's essential. All the time that you're holding on to the past anger, frustration, resentment, or living within a state of ego, you'll be locked into those limitations. Forgive yourself now for not knowing. If you don't feel that it is time, and you like the immersion within the past pain, then I'm not sure that really this is the right time for you. And that is also okay. I remember talking to a business owner who applied for coaching a few years ago that became increasingly frustrated when I told him that the world wasn't ready for his new thinking. And I couldn't work with that. Only to be told 3 years later when we met again that I was right. 2 years after that, I saw an opening and called him. He is now on one of the most influential speaking circuits talking about timing. You see, if you're not prepared to be truthful about your timing or ability, then you're miles behind where you should be. You can only trick the mind or body energy for so long until the person's ability overpowers the character that you've been playing. So with your pen and notebook, I want you to write down quickly, within 3 minutes, without conscious effort, what you want to change, and more importantly, why you want to change for the better. Specifics are essential at this stage. So I'd rather you complete just one thing and have all of the specifics than a long list of stuff with no real detail. So stop now and complete this. I ask this now because I've worked with hundreds of people over the last 10 years, and many have come through my doors because they've been forced and are not freely willing to make the changes of their own accord. They've been told that they have an issue or problem, perhaps even a bad habit, and only seeking help because it's in conflict with another's ideal of the world and how they should be living it. If you're not ready to change yet, then stop right here and avoid the temptation to waste your time because it just won't work. This is applicable to all aspects of life, from relationships to those standing at a workbench for 10 hours a day, 5 days a week, complaining about how unhappy they have been and have been for the last 20 years. The person who smokes that doesn't want to give up will always find a way to return to that bad habit. There are a few who break the mold, but when you dig deep enough, they're just conforming to this thinking. Until you reach the point where the future version of pain is strong enough, avoid the temptation to lie to yourself or lie to others, because you'll find a way to get back into that old thinking pattern because it's comfortable. Hopefully this is a bit of a wake-up call to those who aren't convinced. Give up now. If you're still here, then I believe that you're one of the select few. 17% of those who started wouldn't have completed the first exercise, and about 4% would have turned off to any suggestion by now. For those remaining, I believe that you're listening now because of something great. So, I want you to truly know and honestly answer why now is